This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by FullScript. FullScript is a virtual dispensing platform that helps practitioners, myself included, improve patient care and adherence by dispensing professional-grade supplements from anywhere. It has the industry's most comprehensive catalog of products and features like refill reminders and auto-reorder. I've been using FullScript in my practice for years. I even use FullScript to order supplements for myself and my family. They've got all the brands I use. So I have firsthand knowledge of the impact that they can have on your patients. It's simple to use, providing EHR integrations, customizable dosage instructions, and an evidence-based protocol library. It makes integrative medicine feel integrated. It integrates with your way of working and with your patients' day-to-day lives. So if you're looking to boost patient adherence and eliminate inventory management, you should really try FullScript. If you're a practitioner looking to sign up, go to fullscript.com/Hoffman to start using FullScript for free today. If you're a patient currently ordering supplements from your doctor, let them know about FullScript. Tell them Dr. Hoffman sent you. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today we're joined by one of my favorite guests. We always have great conversations. He's Jim LaValle. Jim LaValle is kind of a point-and-shoot expert on integrative medicine. He is, by training, a pharmacist. He's also a certified clinical nutritionist. He's internationally recognized and board-certified in clinical nutrition. He's also founder of Metabolic Code Enterprises, and he's launched a cloud-based metabolic code which helps practitioners and consumers identify their metabotype. We coined a new phrase there. Through labs, surveys, evaluation of drug-induced nutrient depletion, which he's an expert in, and biometrics. We'll talk a little bit about wearables, too, because that's an interesting aspect of his work. He's author of 16 ebooks, 20 books, including one that I've shared with you in the past, Your Blood Never Lies, as well as his bestseller, Cracking the Metabolic Code. And he's got too many accolades to enumerate here, so let's not take up valuable time. How you doing, Jim? What's happening?
Doing great, and obviously adjusting my lifestyle a little bit, but things are going well. We did a seminar for 360 doctors yesterday.
Awesomely good.
On COVID-19. Yeah, I will. And nutritional support and what you can be doing. So it's been great that people are out there looking for the other solutions that you and I have been talking about for years now, right? So I think that part, if there's a silver lining around this situation, it's certainly there. So yeah, I think, very well.
I think, you know, one way to put it is that, for a long time we've been preaching the gospel about this, you know, about getting metabolically fit. A lot of people say, that's something I really got to get around to doing, because in, 10 or 20 or 30 years, I might be at risk of cardiovascular disease or cancer. But, it's not happening. But now it appears that metabolic fitness is a prerequisite to weathering COVID-19. I mean, you can get it. I talked to a lot of people who've had relatively mild cases. They're in good shape. As a result, they've avoided a trip to the hospital. Worst case scenario, going on a ventilator, which is virtually a death sentence these days, really not, effective therapies are missing in major hospitals. And there's kind of a grim vigil going on in a lot of, especially where I am in New York City hospitals, over patients who are critically ill. They're on a ventilator. They don't look like they're going to emerge successfully from that. So you don't want to go there. You don't want to go down that slippery slope. You're out there in California, correct?
That's right.
Is that part of Orange County?
It is. We are in Orange County, so we've been spared.
Yeah, but you got a brief reprieve where they said you can go back to the beaches, and now your governor is sort of pulling your choker chain, saying, we're going to close the too many people went to the beaches, so we're going to pull your choker chain. The temperature is like in the 80s. It's beautiful out there. Here, of course, it's like, 50 degrees and raining today. It's awful here in the Northeast, so there's not even a temptation to go to the beach. But you guys are just chomping at the bit, and now the governor says he can't even go out.
Yeah, I think it's tough on everybody, especially out where the weather is beautiful, right? And yeah, you want to get to that beach, and Californians really do use that. But I think at the same time, just what we said earlier, you know, I think we have to start to look at, you know, risk stratification. Where are you at? This whole concept of metaflammation, which is my next book, Metaflammation, and, awesome. You know, using the metabolic code, because metaflammation is the actual medical term that's being used now to describe metabolic inflammation. Back when I wrote the metabolic code book, you know, that was in 2002, I was talking about your metabolism is more than just how fast do you burn or slow you burn calories. It's more about all of the metabolic reactions going on in your body, from your immune system to your endocrine system, that's positioning you to either have metabolic resiliency, meaning you've got a good resiliency to things that affront you, or you're at risk. And, you know, and I think, you know, for a lot of people out here, they're just like, I just want to get to the beach. Right. And so that'll help me get my metabolic resiliency back, you know, get my feet in the sand and get some sunshine. Right. But yeah, we had a little bit of a spike here, actually. It was very low in Orange County. Then all of a sudden we kind of had a little bit of a spike. So I think that's what created the change, in their recommendation.
And, you know, I actually listened to one of your, conversations on YouTube, and you coined a very nice phrase, state of health readiness.
Yes.
And that's, I think, a really important concept is, you know, we want to be, and you also use the word resilience. I think we want to cultivate resilience, because in the absence of some miracle vaccine or, you know, some panacea medication, you know, we've got some good news about remdesivir that might help to reduce hospital stays by a few days. It's clearly no knockout punch against this virus. So, you know, we're kind of thrown back against our own resources, things that we can control. We can control our diet or exercise. We can control the supplements that we take. That restores a bit of a measure of control to us amidst a situation that seems to be beyond our control.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, that state of readiness, I can't emphasize enough to people, you know, and here's the problem we've got, as you well know. I mean, we've talked about this in the past. You know, when you've got 50% of the U.S. population is either insulin resistant, adult population, either insulin resistant or diabetic, that's half the population is at a ground state of a low grade infection. Because it's published. I mean, it's well known that, you know, people that are insulin resistant and have, or type 2 diabetics, or if you're obese, there's 40% of the population, and those two populations may cross intersect. A lot of obese people have diabetes and insulin resistance. And then you add in the comorbidity of cardiovascular disease. Yeah, there's a big population of people in the U.S., not to mention how many people are, you know, biotoxin exposed or environmental burden or autoimmunity. You got a big population of people where there's the equivalent of a low-grade infection burning already before, whether it's COVID or you get in an accident, God forbid, or you have another bug. Maybe you get food poisoning. Who knows? But there's all kinds of ways that you can light that match. And the idea is I don't want any dry powder in my body when that happens, right? I don't want to be ready to be combustible, which is what happens with your immune system, right? You hear about cytokine storms. That's what everybody's talking about now. Everybody knows about the immune system now. Everybody's been, even all my patients are all experts now because of what they've heard on the news.
A crash course. You know?
Yeah.
Nobody knew the word comorbidity before, last month, right? You know, comorbidity, that was like an obscure word. Now it's like, oh, you know, do I have any comorbidities?
That's so true. And it's just trying to get people to understand that cytokine storm is literally the brush fires turning into a raging forest fire. Mm-hmm. And it's literally, inflammatory response, and your body's literally, you know, turning on its defenses and overreacting. And I think, you know, that's the big thing that we have to begin to work through is, okay, what do we need to start to change now? And of course, we've talked about it for a long time. I do think more people are listening. A lot of the folks that a lot of my patients anyway, we're doing telehealth that I'm talking to now, they're all like, well, you know what? I'm finally taking the time to eat right. I'm finally taking the time to take my nutrients like I should. And I got to tell you, I feel the difference. I'm like, well, that's great. It's too bad it took this to get you there. But that's good for you. And tell all your friends.
The term has been coined emergency preventive medicine. I mean, it sounds like an oxymoron, like preventive medicine. Yeah, it takes time, you know, and you have to build up. But this is a preventive medicine emergency. We have to really get in gear in terms of a state of health readiness, the term that you've coined.
Yes.
So you do a lot of work with Wakanaga, the company that makes chiolic aged garlic extract. And they just shared a very exciting press release with me. Actually, it's dated tomorrow. So it's really
tough. Well, you may have it before I have it. So let's hear about it.
Okay, this is like hot off the presses. Study review confirms the blood pressure and gut benefits of chiolic aged garlic extract. I think you're familiar with that study.
I am familiar with this study.
So apparently this is not just a single trial. This is what's called a review or meta-analysis. They looked at 12 clinical trials, and you take it away. What were the findings on that?
Well, they're very interesting. There are actually several findings from this. One is that not only does chiolic aged garlic extract have an effect on your endothelium or the inner lining of your arteries to make them more pliable and permeable, right? Like not more permeable, but more pliable, where there's more flexibility to your artery so that it responds to the demands of, you know, your blood pressure, meaning, hey, when I stand up, when I sit down, when I go run, when I'm relaxing.
It's the opposite of hardening of the arteries.
Exactly. Your blood vessels need to be pliable, just like a brand new garden hose versus the 3-year-old garden hose that gets kinks in it and you're tugging on it, trying to get it to squirt when you're washing your car off. So it's that pliability. And then, of course, there's the obvious benefit of reducing oxidized LDL, which why that's important is that means we're reducing the rate of rusting of our lipids, which means we're going to plaque less aggressively. It reverses vulnerable plaque, which is really important because that's the plaque that breaks off and can cause strokes and embolisms. And then has these other great characteristics like stopping your bone mineral density from going down. Because when your bone mineral density is being lost, you're taking that calcium, it's being displaced, and it has a direct correlation to your arteries. But now they're finding out it's got all these other great benefits like it affects your microbiome diversity.
Which you pointed to as really being like sort of the sine qua non of metabolic health and reserve is to have a balanced microbiome.
Absolutely. And so it acts as a prebiotic. And so acting as a prebiotic shows all this great gut health. And of course, when we have better diversity, we have better control of our inflammatory processes because a lot of people don't realize this. They're always thinking that, oh, the gut, I poop regular, so I'm okay, right? You know, I take fiber. What do you mean? It turns out that when you have better diversity in your gut, you're going to most likely reduce the amount of circulating endotoxin. Mm-hmm. And then finally, I mean, I started talking about endotoxin 15 years ago, and everybody looked at me like I was crazy. But your gut, when you're breaking down your good flora and basically it dies because of poor circulation, and remember, aged garlic improves peripheral circulation. So the blood flow into the intestine is going to get better. The blood flow to your toes get better. Blood flow to your brain gets better. But when it gets better to your gut flora, so you're improving the food, the prebiotic, and you're improving the blood flow, now I don't make as much endotoxin. And why that's important is endotoxin attacks every tissue in your body and triggers the genetic expression of inflammation. So metabolic inflammation occurring systemically because of what's going on in the gut.
Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause for a moment and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this important message with you. Earlier in the episode, I mentioned FullScript. Remember, FullScript is a virtual dispensing platform that helps practitioners, myself included, I'm a user, dispense professional-grade supplements and improve patient adherence from anywhere. For example, when you write a prescription through FullScript, it gets sent directly to patients via text or email. And when they place an order, the supplements get shipped right to their front door. It's incredibly convenient. The most incredible part, though, is it's completely free and available to all kinds of practitioners, giving you complete control over balancing revenue with patient affordability. So if you're looking to boost patient adherence and eliminate inventory management, you should really try FullScript. If you're a practitioner looking to sign up, go to fullscript.com/Hoffman to start using FullScript for free today. If you're a patient currently ordering supplements from your doctor, let them know about FullScript. Tell them Dr. Hoffman sent you. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you, an especially important resource during this current coronavirus pandemic. And now back to our guest, Jim LaValle. You know, it's interesting. As you were speaking, through the miracle of the internet, I just put in a search, microbiome and COVID-19. And yep. There's an article that appeared just last month, actually the beginning of this month, which is a speculation that precisely what you say is that the diversity, the balance of intestinal bacteria that are present within our gastrointestinal tracts may have direct bearing on outcomes in COVID-19. This is from a very, very, well-respected academic journal. So, right. People are really thinking along these lines is that, these microorganisms are not always our enemies. They actually may help to fight harmful microorganisms like SARS-CoV-2. So very, very interesting, potential interaction there. This Kyolic study, that was commissioned by Wakanaga, the parent company, was done well before we envisioned a coronavirus pandemic.
Absolutely.
So it was more, applicable to cardiovascular health. And what they said is that, and I have the numbers here, there was an average of an 8-point drop in the systolic blood pressure. That's very significant. That would be great for a blood pressure medication. And an average of 5.5-point drop in the diastolic number, which translates to an impressive 16% to 40% drop in the risk of having a heart attack or stroke. So fine, a lot of people are saying, I'm too young to be getting a heart attack or stroke. I'm not there yet. Okay. But it does make a difference because the people in their 40s and 50s who we see going into hospitals and dying of coronavirus, many of them are young, overweight.
Exactly.
Individuals with hypertension. I mean, it's pretty common to see, 40, 45-year-olds, 50-year-olds with hypertension. I mean, it's almost the exception to the rule that people over 60 or 65 aren't taking blood pressure meds.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, when you think about it, one half of all adults over the age of 55 in the United States have hypertension, and one third of all adults over the age of 18 have hypertension. And to kind of tie all that together, remember, when you're a person with insulin resistance and diabetes and you're hypertension, you have reduced blood flow to your intestine. You struggle to maintain your microbiome. And so therefore your immune system shifts to a more inflammatory process. Now, interestingly, we're all talking about, everybody knows cytokines now, right? That's the big word. Mm-hmm. Where before people used to spell it with an S before last month, right. Instead of a C. So the point being is, they did a study in people that were overweight too. So in addition to this blood pressure study, and there's even been trials where there's been an 11-point drop in the systolic and 6-point drop in the diastolic. So this is a very meaningful ingredient for people on the prevention side to start to do something about their health. I actually think it is the superfood for you know, the next decade. I mean, people should be taking aged garlic. But the point being is that all these folks, they have these increased inflammatory cytokines when they're overweight, insulin resistant, and or diabetic, and or have heart disease. They have more inflammatory chemicals. They gave aged garlic extract to people who were overweight. And what they discovered was it dropped their inflammatory cytokine load, like how much you have in your body, by 33%.
Mm-hmm.
That is so meaningful because it means that you drop the forest fire heat down dramatically. And remember, that's without telling them to change the way they eat. That's without telling them they should take some magnesium, that maybe they should start to get out there and walk and move their body around a little bit. All those things, take it away and just say, hey, here, take aged garlic and look what's going to happen to your blood pressure. Look what's going to happen to your inflammatory cytokines. Look what happens to your gut diversity. Look what happens to your gamma delta cells in your gut, because you upregulate the gamma delta T cells in your gut, which are really important for fighting off viruses. And so that's why I think it's such an important compound for people today, because it fits, and it fits where we're at as a country and where our health status is at as a country.
You know, just before conducting this interview, I made myself lunch, which was a big meal of the day. It was scallops. I managed to, there's an outdoor market, and I scurried outside of the outdoor market, standing out, even though standing outside, I was wearing a mask, and I said, you got scallops? And the guy had just fresh scallops, you know, directly, you know, from, you know, off Long Island Sound. And so I made them up, and I make them with like a ton of garlic. And so, you know, garlic is beneficial. But, you know, the question I get from a lot of people is like, oh, great, you know, you're talking about kyolic aged garlic extract. You know, I eat a ton of garlic. So is that comparable, or is there some secret sauce in aged garlic extract that's going to confer those benefits?
Yeah, that's a great question. I get that all the time, too. And so eat a lot of garlic because it tastes great, and eat a lot of garlic because it does have some health benefits in and of itself.
It has some prebiotic benefits too, garlic.
It does.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. So it's good. It's a good thing to eat. But once you age garlic, you change the chemical composition of the garlic. You're actually creating new natural chemical compounds that are immune supportive. They're detoxification supportive. They're antioxidant supportive. And therefore, it, you know, there's 850 studies and published articles total on aged garlic extract specifically. So if you're going to eat garlic and get some benefit, it's great. But if you're going to try and get all the benefits that we're discussing, you really need to take aged garlic extract. And you have to take the one that's, because now people are talking about black garlic and, you know, all kinds of different garlics. Kyolic is the aged garlic in a very specific 20-month process of aging that creates a family of compounds and has been studied against all these different areas or markers for the study. So whether it's endothelial dysfunction, or it's oxidized LDL, or it's microbiome diversity, that's aged garlic extract.
I have a bunch more questions for you about garlic, but we divide our podcast into two parts. So if you stay with us,
Tim,
we'll get to some additional questions. Also, just some general questions about, you know, how to fortify our immune systems in this time of the coronavirus pandemic that we find ourselves amidst. The subject is the science of immune health. Our guest today, Jim Laval, he's a clinical pharmacist, board-certified clinical nutritionist and immune health expert, and we'll be back. Stay with us for part two. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.